The club, Cruella Cycling Club, it's relatively new. Give us a history lesson, I suppose, first of all, where you're at the moment.
That's okay. Well, we were formed back in the later part of 2023. There was a meeting held in October, and just to see if there was an interest for a cycling club in our own area around Glenfinn. And our first cycle took place on the 26th of November 23. It was a Sunday afternoon. It left from the Reelin Bar, and there was about 10 kilometres or so cycled. We were delighted with the crew that joined us that day, and it has moved on well since. I remember on the 31st of December, New Year's Eve that year, with 16 members went for a cycle, and we've grown significantly since then. The name was formed at that stage, Club Rochaíoch de Cuala. Cuala itself means Hound of Ulster. Kind of wanted a neutral name, but it means a lot more than that there. There's different thoughts on it. There was a local author, a Padder Toner McGinley. He was born in 1857 in Altaneirin in Glenswilly. He was president of the Gaelic League. He was a member of the Senate, he'd done a lot of writing, and he used the pen name Cuala in his writings. And it has wee thoughts towards him. There's also links to Cuchulainn. We're all aware of that Irish mythological hero. There's a connection there, and there's the Horselips had a song faster than the Hound. So there's lots of thoughts.
What's the colours of the club?
Well, we're kind of largely yellow. There's a little bit of orange and navy blue.
Right, okay.
Aye, that's our colours.
Very good. Very good. And you're relatively new, so it's the end of 2023. So mm-hmm. These are barely 2 years in existence.
That's correct.
And you already had an Errigal challenge, but it was only for a small group of you guys. So tell us about that before we move on to what has now become the extended version.
Well, back in, on I think it was the 7th of July last year, it was for we had an Errigal challenge just for the club members themselves. And about 40 club members completed the Errigal challenge, which started off with a cycle from the Clochan Day Centre in Clochan, and took us, we did a couple of breaks. We always do to have little refreshments along our way as part of our Cuala Cycling Club, to cycle, chat, and maybe have a cup of tea along the way. So, but we got to the foot of Errigal, and we also decided to carry a bicycle to the top of Errigal Mountain. And there's a lovely photograph on our Facebook page of most of the persons that participated that day. Some had already got down off the, were on their way down off the mountain, but of us on the highest peak in Errigal with our bicycle that we carried up. And after coming down off the mountain, we cycled back to Clochan Day Centre again. That was a 110-kilometre cycle. Climbed Errigal in the middle of it. So it was quite an accomplishment after less than 9 months being formed. Yeah. We're a bit into fundraising ourselves, especially local fundraising at the moment. So we raised money on that occasion for the Clochan Day Centre and Glenmore Hall. There are two places within the parish that have been very good to us, invited us in, they have been very beneficial to the running of the club. So that was our Errigal challenge last year.
What's your membership at now at the moment? Last year, around 40, you were saying?
We have 100 members.
Right, double
again. We have 100 members now. We have not all of them members are cycling, but there's a lot of enthusiastic cyclists within the club.
Very good. And our own Kieran Cannon, we'll have to mention Kieran. He's a member of the club. And we're sending Kieran our best wishes. He will be back on air really, really soon. So he's very passionate about the bike.
He's very passionate about the bike.
Yeah. And he would love to be doing this wild Errigal challenge, which is coming up on the 5th of July. So again, in such a very short period of time, you've went from nothing to a small group to 40 to 100. Mm-hmm. And now you're organising a wild Errigal challenge, which is three routes that varies between just over 50 kilometres and just under 150 kilometres. Is things moving very, very quickly here for you, Kieran? Or is it just a case of, you know what, heck it, we'll go to it?
We have a very motivated group of people.
Great way to describe them.
That is the way I would describe them. We have a marvellous committee, and we have a great batch of people involved in the club. All our cyclists, they're ranging from different ages. It's a very inclusive club, we have a great support group. We ran a sportif back in April. In November last year, we started spinning classes, and again in another facility in the Glenfinn area, the Parochial Hall in Glenfinn. And such was the success with that, we decided to run a 24-hour spinathon, which took place back in April. We raised money for local schools in the area. And And the support that we got there from our members and the community around the Glenfinn itself and the Twin Towns and neighbouring cycling clubs, our Finn Wheelers down in Ballybuffet and the Tyrconnell Gap up in Glenties, so with massive support there again. So we have a great community involvement. And I suppose the Wild Errigal Challenge, the seed was sown last year when we done it ourselves, and we decided this year that we'd try and hold a cycling sportif within the club. I suppose most clubs do an annual sportif oisin, and we decided upon the Wild Errigal Challenge. I suppose wild to because it encompasses some of the Wild Atlantic Way. Errigal is centrepiece within it, and the challenge itself, I suppose challenge us as a club to make sure that we run it as well as we can, and make it as enjoyable a day as we can for all the participants. And I suppose for the participants, we have three routes. There's a 56 kilometre route. It's the shortest of the routes, suitable for people that maybe are just doing 30, 40 kilometres or 25 kilometres, enjoy a leisurely cycle. It takes you from the Clohendae Centre up into Fintown, into the lovely Glenties, and back home via Aidenenva, the Glen Tavern, the Ghost House. It's an iconic place on the foot of the Bluestack Mountains, and back to the Clohendae Centre. And then the other two routes, they're larger routes. There's the 110-kilometre route that we'd done ourselves last year. It takes you as far as the beautiful village of Fintown, and then into Duhre, Dunlow, Lochinure, Crawley, through Dunlewy and back home via Church Hill, down to Fox Hall, and back in towards the Clohan from that side of the county. And the 146, it starts off along the route of the 110. It follows the same route till Dunlow, and thereafter it takes a, you take another, there's a 70k loop, and it's a fairly challenging route. It takes you into Burtonport, Kincashla, Annagry, Crawley, Bunbeg, Derrybeg, up into the marvellous Knockfalla.
A lot of hills.
There's a lot of hills there. Meanclady, Maharorty, Gortahork, Falcara. Then you come in through the beautiful Muckish. You're looking into Errigal Mountain most of the time, down by Glenveagh National Park and back through Churchill again. So that's for your more seasoned cyclist, yeah, that wants a challenge. Or indeed, I suppose if people wanted to do that there and take their time, we'll have a broom vehicle after every route, so we'll make sure everybody gets home, yeah, safe and sound.
What's the interest in it been like so far?
We have a lot of inquiries about it, and it's our first time. It's marvellous to get on here tonight, Oisin, because I suppose the first time, you know, it's not known. It's not an annual event. People aren't aware of it, you know. But we have good interest in it. We have lots of inquiries about it, And we're just hoping on the day that people will be able to come. We know that it's holiday time in the 5th of July. It is the 5th of July, the first Saturday in July. And if people's available, they'll. I hope they come.
Want to enter and they want more information on it, Kieran, where do they go?
Yeah, well, it's on Eventmaster. Mm-hmm. So you can sign it. On that way, as an alternative, and in fact, I'd say quite a few might take us on this year at 8 o'clock on the morning of Saturday, the 5th of July, at the Clohan Day Centre. We'll be there, ready to meet and greet anybody that wishes to participate, and they can register that way there, and for further information, there's lots of information on our social media Facebook page in relation to the challenge itself.
What's your final message then?
Final message today, I suppose I want to thank yourself, Oisin, and all at Highland Radio for being here,
letting
us in. It's been great to share an insight to our Cooula Cycling Club and indeed our Wild Errigal Challenge. We're looking forward to a fantastic day on Saturday the 5th of July. We'd encourage everyone, whether you're a seasoned cyclist with a cycling club, or maybe a seasoned cyclist that maybe isn't with one, or just somebody that's looking for a beautiful spin, to come and join us. All our information, as I say, can be found on our Facebook page, and event details are on eventmaster.ie.
Okay.
Milim Wakas, Oshin, Ugrak, Denya, Ugla, Club Rahoyok, De Kubala.
No problem. Thanks for coming in, and the best of luck with it, Kieran.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck, and we wish every success to the club, because you're doing wonderful things for a club that's been around for such a very short time.
That's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Kieran.